Even though
I have an idea, a thought, a belief, a story,
a knowing
of how it should look,
how it should be,
how they should act,
what should happen,
what I should have,
at what age,
and how I should have it.
And I suffer horribly.
And I grieve all the time.
This belief,
this knowing,
this story,
this thing
that runs my life
and keeps me in grief.
It should have looked like this.
I should have known sooner.
I should have chosen differently.
I should be
so far by now.
Accomplished.
Recognized.
Smart.
Thin.
Faster.
Wealthier.
All the ways
I stay in grief
for things
not being
the way I believe they should be.
People should not die.
People should not suffer.
People should not go hungry.
Groups should not be closed down.
Torn apart.
Parents
should be good.
Kind.
Evolved.
Patient.
Generous.
Spouses
should be hot.
There's some heat.
Spouses
should be all forgiving.
Patient.
Funny.
Successful.
I should be
so many things.
I'm not.
And
I should have been it.
Sooner.
Younger.
Faster.
All the ways.
I'm trapped.
In the experience
of human grief and suffering.
Because I want earth life
to be something it isn't.
And it doesn't matter
how much I've done
to live better,
to feel,
to think,
to act
so much better.
Doesn't matter.
I'm still falling short.
Life,
human life,
isn't working.
This belief
that it's not working
the way it needs to work
is holding me
in negative emotion.
And what's up with that?
Whoever said
it would be heaven here?
Whoever said
it would make sense?
Whoever said
it would be fair?
Doesn't matter if they said it.
I'm hanging on to it.
Because it's a common experience.
Not the belief
that we want to move
into a better experience.
But the belief
that something's wrong.
This feeling.
This feeling.
That I'm being punished.
That I'm unworthy.
That I can't get what I want.
That I'm never going to get what I want.
Or if I do get it,
I'm going to lose it.
This belief
that it should be easier,
that it should be so much easier,
is really hurting me.
But who would I be?
Who would I talk to?
Who would relate to me?
If I let go of the struggle,
if I just accepted this planet,
our species,
as one big chaotic mess,
with periodic
light spots.
I want to enjoy the light
when it is
my experience.
I want to enjoy
forward movement
for the sake of forward movement
without that story
that it's not enough.
It's not soon enough.
Fast enough.
That it won't last long enough.
All the ways I've been raised.
Maybe created.
In lack. lack.
In scarcity.
In scarcity.
In judgment.
In judgment.
All the ways I'm living.
All the ways I'm living.
The emotional manifestation.
The emotional manifestation.
Of the concept.
Of the concept.
The human religious concept.
The human religious concept.
Of original sin.
Of original sin.
Man, I want to let that go.
I want to see it differently.
I want to see that it's tough here. And I'm brave.
And I'm brave.
And I'm amazing.
And I'm amazing.
And even though I've given up a few times,
I decide to get back in the game.
I want to feel amazed.
I want to feel proud.
I want to feel impressed.
That I keep reaching for more.
When there's never a guarantee.
When the only thing we know
without doubt
is we're going to die.
That's it.
Nothing else is guaranteed.
All pain
is a sure thing.
Loss.
Struggle.
Death.
Sure thing.
Absolute sure thing.
Everything else?
We get to
imagine.
Strive for.
Allow.
Enjoy.
And then darn it.
Something changes.
Either we want more.
Or real life happens.
And just when we got comfortable.
It changes.
It's a pattern.
It's a pattern.
It's a weather pattern.
It's a work pattern.
It's a money pattern.
It's a family pattern.
Everything changes.
Sometimes for the good.
A lot of times for the bad.
And I want to be impressed
with my courage.
I want to be impressed
that I keep getting back in the game.
When it would be easier
to check out,
to stay in bed,
to not show up,
to just be miserable.
And instead,
I do ridiculous things
like tap.
Like pray.
Like journal.
Like draw.
Like think of new ideas.
I take risks.
I put myself out there.
I make the best of a situation
that I hate.
I'm polite
to people.
I'd rather tap out of my life.
And I'm loving and kind
to family members
that do not deserve it
on any planet.
All the ways.
I'm in this crazy thing
called Earth Life.
And I want to see.
Nothing's guaranteed.
Nothing's promised.
Except death.
There's no being fair.
There's no being completely safe.
And I want to be impressed.
And I want to marvel
at the bravery,
the courage
of me.
Because I keep taking risks.
I keep choosing happiness.
I keep choosing to go forward.
Where it would be.
So much easier
to just be miserable
and not expect anything else.
But I do.
I do.
I want to feel good.
And I want so much more than that.
I want to help other people feel good.
I want to show up
as the light
in this planet
that seems here
to explore darkness.
And I've been in the dark.
And sometimes I go there on purpose.
And yet I always choose
to head back
towards the light.
For me.
For others.
I want to be impressed.
That old story.
But I'm not doing it fast enough.
Young enough.
Quick enough.
Smart enough.
Successfully enough.
According to who?
I don't know
anybody.
I don't know anybody.
Before us.
That's done it faster.
I don't know anybody.
Before us.
That's kept reaching for more.
I don't know.
Other people that have awoken.
Taken responsibility.
To look at their own junk.
Their thoughts. Their emotions.
And choose. To find a more powerful way.
So wouldn't it be nice?
If I could release
all attachment.
All human addiction.
To grieving.
Something.
That was never promised.
I've been grieving.
All kinds of things.
That were never promised.
The only promise.
Is death. And that's not what I want to align with.
So wouldn't it be nice?
If I could perceive this differently. I'm not here for a certain something.
I'm here to explore
the courage.
The magnificence.
The amazing
desire
of me.
Okay,
big breath.